It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. That's right. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. And just like I just said in my pre-recorded intro there for you, we are here today to talk about how ladies do it differently. Ooh-hoo! I know that's a risque title. It's because I've been getting a lot of questions lately about how do I interpret the divine feminine? How do I function as a woman in business, as a female entrepreneur? How do I use intuition? All of these have come kind of swirling around this variation of you're a woman and you're doing things and we don't think you're doing them like a man. Can you please explain? You know, so I thought, all right, it's time to actually do a show about this, what it's like to be a serial female entrepreneur, writer, coach, speaker, product developer, etc., all the things that I have done. In addition, of course, those are just business things, but in addition to being a wife, a mother, a friend, a daughter, all the other things that we are in our lives as women. So, guys, hang tight for this episode. Maybe if you don't exactly relate to what I'm saying, at least it'll give you some insight or a peek into all of those ladies that you love. So typically in flow dreaming, we're talking about some form of co-creation, manifesting, using flow energy or, using our intuition. Although we stray broad and wide after, you know, as we're going into our 13th year of this program. So I may not talk about flow or flow dreaming much during today's particular episode, or I might. I don't know. We'll just see what comes out. I do invite you to call me. I will be taking your calls as we move through the program. The number to dial and reach me right now live is 760-456-7277. Again, the live broadcast currently at this point, at this moment in time, is airing on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And it's a chance for you to call in and ask me questions. Look into your flow, look into other people's minds, tell you what I'm seeing or sensing. If you have a problem, I am pretty darn good at unpicking it very quickly, showing you where the heart of it is and what needs to be resolved and what block or pattern is involved. I just enjoy doing that so much. I practice that one a lot. All right, so let's talk about ladies, right? How do we ladies do things differently than men do them? And I'm probably going to talk a lot about business, about career and work, because really that's where I see the majority of differences seemingly spring up, or the majority of questions. Most people don't say, how is mothering different than fathering? I guess parenting generally, there are differences certainly, and stereotypes, of course. But for me, divine feminine, the way that I express it, comes through in my choices, even the way I think, what I trust, what I don't, the degree to which I will leap into something or do something. And I think for me, often this sense of what is the divine feminine, how can I say it? I'm stuttering. It can appear to be almost masculine at times. I like to think of my divine feminine as a mama tiger, right? It's all about nurturing and protecting, but there's claws. You have to. It's not something that is yielding and weak in any sense. Yes, it can be yielding, but not weak in any sense. So let's get some examples going here. First of all, I created a playlist. It might interest you. It's called Goddess Power. And you can find that at flowdreaming.com. One of the flow dreams in there is all about awakening and owning your feminine self. I know a lot of us maybe had some damage done to our feminine selves. Maybe we were abused or taken advantage of. Maybe we learned not to be seen, not to look too pretty. Bad things will happen. Maybe we were told, don't use your feminine ways to try to get ahead. That's wrong, blah, 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 blah. All of this dogma thrown at us about how we are not supposed to use the very qualities that we're gifted with in our gender, or I don't know what I call it, gender or sex. It's hard. I don't even know what to say anymore. Whatever appears or feels feminine to you. That playlist and that one in particular, Goddess Power, helps you own it again, claim it again, bring in pride over how you look, who you are, feel pride about your intuitive self, your emotional self, your sexy self, help you stay and realize your strength, stay in and realize your strength. And your strength is often not manifesting the way it does, say, in the more masculine stereotype. You know why I think this is such a difficult topic for me? Because it forces me to speak in stereotypes, which I abhor. So I'm going to do it just for the purpose and point of this show. But generally speaking, nah, I don't like them. So the divine feminine for me, when I am doing something, say, at work, I've noticed, I work with a lot of men, men in the personal growth world, marketing, coaching, online business world, as well as my clients who are men working in all different kinds of fields, from very, very masculine fields to seemingly more feminine fields. What I notice is that men generally, or the masculine approach generally, often has a series of steps and tried and trues and done for yous and a kind of methodical thinking out. And it very much corresponds or aligns to when I talk about the head and the heart or the king and the queen. So if we are going to recognize this kind of dualistic, this dichotomy for the purposes of the show, yin and yang, right, ancient, masculine, feminine, then the masculine, the yang, is about systems and getting your Facebook ads all in order and, testing everything and double testing it and then getting some new marketing thing that's exactly funneled like this or that. And, you know, I'm just using lingo from my particular profession, but, you know, you apply it to your profession, your world. Whereas the more feminine, the more heart-centered way, as opposed to the head or mind-centered way, is I'm going to talk to a lot of people. I'm going to make a lot of connections. I'm going to share a lot, and I'm going to give a lot. And I'm going to see what springs up from this sort of fertility that I'm creating, literal fertility. You know, you're Diana out there in the Grecian fields throwing out your seeds, or Hera, or, you know, the goddesses. I'm going to throw out my seeds and see what springs forth. Things will grow, I will grow, but not in any particular order. My fields are messy, right? I'm planting my spinach and my cauliflower and my carrots all next to each other. Whereas the more mental, perhaps more masculine way is cauliflower goes here, carrots go there. Everything is lined up in neat little lines, just like a city, right? Think of a city layout. Most cities are just squares upon squares upon squares, crossing lines. It's very cut and dry. And then you have other cities that people call elegant, right? Organic, natural. The cities that are oftentimes older, before the kind of, you know, masculinity really got entrenched, where you have canals and circles and you have little winding alleyways and the network is more like the neurons between a human in a human's mind. Branching, forking, circling. the cauliflower and the peas and the carrots all planted together next door on top of each other, and yet all blooming, symbiotic with each other, supporting one another. So I'm not meaning to put down the masculine, of course, but I am upplaying the feminine because that's the purpose of this show. I could do the divine masculine, I suppose, in another show. But I am using contrast to try to show off the differences. So, for instance, in my work, if I'm putting together some sort of new project, the mental self, the king in me, says, what's the order? When are the release dates? What are the emails? Who's going to be involved? What are the deadlines? How is this delivered? I want to see it all documented, and I want to see it on paper, and I want to see a flow chart. I want it all written out linearly, visually, so I can see it and know that nothing is going to deviate from this amazing master plan. Whereas the feminine side of me says, well, it's approximately this due date. It's approximately this release date. We're leaving room for variation. We're leaving room for going in a new direction if that strikes us halfway through, because the energy is going there. I'm listening. I'm feeling. My finger is up in the wind. I'm allowing myself to change and move. I'm not forcing myself into one box after another, striking one line off the list after another. If something happens and says to me, feels inside of me, go there, then I'll go, okay, I'll go there. I was reading an article about someone recently who put on an event. Actually, it wasn't an article. It was a Facebook post. I wish I could remember who it was who stated it. Maybe you'll tell me. And she was saying she really experimented. I really was impressed with this post. She said, you know, in past, I've done events where I do it all the methodical, thought out, more Jung style, hedge your bets, don't take any chances. This is the way it's done. Everyone says, use this outline, use this plan. This is the one that's going to make you money, blah, blah, blah. She'd done all those. She thought, what if I just have an event and I tell people about it and I tell them to tell people about it? And I'm much just looser and easier with the whole thing. And I'm allowing people to show up, and they can show up, you know, the day before or 2 months before. They can bring as many people as they want. We will just make allowances. We'll just make it work. We'll be more flowing with it. We'll be more malleable, adaptable. What will happen? She said, yes, it ended up being a much smaller event, right? Without that kind of drive, masculine energy, fill up your event and so forth. But she said the quality of the event was so different that at the end of the day, I mean, she ended up doing better than that, doing almost as well as with the other event. So excuse me if I just mushed up your entire post. I may have remembered it wrong because it's not in my notes. But I was struck that, one, she would take a gamble like that, and two, what a gamble like that would entail. What would be the actual physical differences involved? Not just the feelings in your heart as you go through, but the physical differences, the things you would and would not do. So if I compare that to, you know, my life and flow dreaming in particular, for many, many years, I grew it organically, meaning I just got on this, you know, my podcast, and I did my podcast, and I sent out newsletters, and I, you know, offered services online, and I just let people find me, discover me, communicated, gave, was flexible, flowed with things, tried things, allowed, right? I did a lot of allowing and a lot of receiving. Not deadline driven, not numbers driven, just allowing and receiving. And my company grew. It grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. I would say between 2005 and 2014, that's how I predominantly grew it, creating this vast kind of network of listeners, of people who knew, writing books, you know, having myself in front of all kinds of eyeballs. Not because it was all strategized. None of it was strategized. I was just doing things because they felt good. It felt fun. It felt useful. It felt real, felt authentic. Then in 2014, I realized I don't know a damn thing about marketing. Maybe it's time I learn. And I began to learn. And trying Facebook ads and trying funnels and trying, you know, formulas and all of this kind of stuff. And yes, I did have some spectacular success. But I also noticed the nature of my interaction with Flow Dreaming changed. Interaction with my company changed. There was not as much pleasure sometimes. Because now it was all about what's in the stakes. What's going, you know, is this going to work out or is this going to fail? Or I'm putting more in and the stakes are growing. And what if I don't do it right? I have to do it to formula. No, I can't be flexible like that. And ooh, even though this doesn't quite feel right, I guess I'll do it because they say it's part of the plan and I'm trying to be very coachable and do things. So, you know, flash forward to today. And I'm emerging what I'm hoping is into a beautiful balance where I hope all of us can end up in our lives, in whatever it is we're doing, right? The beautiful balance looks like this. Yes, a set of initiatives, a set of, launches of products or my book or, you know, as I told you about last time, Inflow Radio, a new venture coming out. But it's tempered. It's tempered by, ooh, that sounds like fun. Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. No, I don't really know how I'll monetize that. But I know I'm going to love doing it. And that's worth a lot to me. That feeds me. That nourishes me, nurtures me. So for me, the divine feminine kind of manifests as, what am I doing in my life and work that's nurturing me? What am I doing in my life and my work that's honoring my ability to be extremely flexible and flowing and adaptable? What am I doing in my life and my work that lets me listen to my intuition and say, I'm going to do something even though there is no rational reason whatsoever for doing it? It just feels right because I'm tapped in. Whereas the mind would say, don't do that. You have no logical basis. And I'd be missing an opportunity. Or missing a connection. And I wouldn't even know that I missed it because I'd be so far back into the Yang way of doing things. So the divine feminine for me embodies this sense of, yeah, hey, I can do anything I want to do, anything I set out my mind to do. There's no limits. You know, breaking through ceilings, going past your blocks, going big, that's not masculine. Nor is it feminine. It's both or neither. That's just raw limitlessness. And shouldn't all of us feel that way? So I think it's a style, more or less, that I'm talking about. A style. Do I listen to myself? Do I listen to the softness? Or do I adhere more to the rules and the regulations and the way things are supposed to be done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? To work in a more feminine manner. I mean, just ask yourself that question right now. Does it feel scary? Do you feel like, oh my God, I'd probably never get anything done? Or I would, like, what comes up for you? It's a really good question. What comes up for you? Because often what comes up is distrust, or I can't afford to do that, or that won't work out, or the rest of the world wouldn't support me with it, or, right? A lot of negative stuff can churn up. However, if I say, what if you built your life according to honoring all of your femininity, right? All of your divine, female, yin-based, receptive, receiving, flowing, allowing virtues. You say, hear ya, sister, let me have more of that. I am so tired of this other world that I'm living in. You know, the thing is, when you live in a world that's so masculine dominant, it becomes the new norm. It becomes the center. You know, they talk about, in politics, right? How, you know, when the right or the left becomes so big and you know, enormous that the whole company, the whole country will skew toward that direction. So You know, they would be saying that, you know, right now, you know, because the right, you know, the more conservative side has become so entrenched that, you know, the middle now actually looks conservative. There's no middle anymore. The middle's conservative, and the conservative is far, far, you know, far, far right. The same is true when you live in a more masculine dominant society. Don't get me wrong, it's an amazing society we live in. We have TVs and we have science and we have technology and we have all kinds of things that have resulted, you know, these enormous, you know, capitalistic structures and corporations that employ people, you know, that have resulted from this kind of masculine build model. But because we live in it, we have, you know, it's become the center. We don't recognize that, no, actually it's more, it should be further out, you know, on the axis. You know, the more feminine model of living in our world would be, you know, all of our schools are perfectly lined up to our work schedule. So there is no after school daycare because we honor our families and our children equally. If you have to, you know, take care of your kids or, you know, take time away, you know, our work would be so flexible. It would absolutely allow it in every sense, you know, whenever you needed to. You could just kind of move things around. 9 to 5 would be a distant memory. Right? We would have on-site daycare. We would have, you know, rooms for, you know, nursing mothers in, you know, all of our, you know, corporations and places that were big enough to, you know, sustain something like that. Healthcare would be a non-issue. Of course, everybody would have healthcare. Everybody would have an enormous, magnificent healthcare. It would be incredibly affordable for everyone because we honor and take care of each other's bodies. We nurture and nourish. Is it any wonder that healthcare has been such a problem? We live in a society where nurturing and nourishing is not a priority, right? It's a more, you know, traditionally feminine aspect, and it's therefore not a priority. Not at all. Whereas taxes and business growth and things like that are now the priority because they are traditionally more young, more, you know, hierarchical, right? If yang is hierarchy, then yin or the divine feminine is, what would you call the opposite of a hierarchy? Not a meritocracy, an even playing field. Everybody, you know, getting the same benefits as opposed to I have to get more than you and we have to climb on top of each other. I know I'm sounding like a full-on socialist right now. But these would be the yin concepts. These would be the divine feminine if they were expressed more in our society. And to do that, they have to be more expressed in our own lives. But again, think to yourself, we're mostly afraid to express it because it has been shown to us that that is a sign of weakness. You'll get trampled on. You'll get run over. You'll get conned. You'll lose. Somebody else will get ahead of you because they're playing the game now and you're not. That's the recognition many of us have. So we go through this period of, at some point in our lives, of reclaiming and honoring and acknowledging. This is important stuff. This is the stuff, the divine feminine is the stuff that keeps you sane. It keeps your heart happy and on track. Not enough divine feminine, mass epidemic depression, right? Because the heart isn't being nourished, the soul, the spirit isn't being constantly, you know, nurtured, respected, honored, felt, heard. And so you can see why we tend to have some problems like this in our world and in our own personal lives, because we have, what do they call it, where we've been institutionalized. We've now taken these limitations that society tells us and we have embedded them inside our own selves. We ourselves will not allow ourselves to move into the feminine. We don't trust it. So that's probably your biggest takeaway today. What happens if you start trusting it? What happens if you start taking chances with it? If you start allowing more, letting your heart speak and open, maybe not doing it the way that it's quote unquote supposed to be done, but doing it in a way that's more fertile, throwing the seeds out, letting everything grow together, nourish each other, be part of each other, connected, as opposed to segmented. What if you could figure out two or three ways this month to have this expressed in your life more? What part of your life is suffering right now because it doesn't embody enough of this kind of feminine characteristic? Do you trust yourself? Do you trust your decisions? Do you trust yourself to know what kind of work you should be doing and to go get that work? Do you trust yourself that you're with the right partner or that somebody will love you? Do you trust all of this? That is the divine feminine. Trust is feminine, right? Control is masculine. Yet so many of us just control because we don't trust. We err to the side of masculine because, again, we've been taught you can trust that. Trust the masculine. It always gets it right. Now, let's get in the middle, right? Let's get right in the center. Let's rebalance ourselves. Let's rebalance our hearts, our bodies, our families, our communities, our countries. Let's prioritize that. I would love to see that happen. Absolutely love it. So I'm going to keep playing with these ideas and letting more enter in my mind. If you guys have any great resources, of course, I'd always love to hear from it. You can email me anytime, summer@flowdreaming.com. Yes, that is my real email address. Yes, those emails do come to me. Love mail and hate mail. I get it all. But I love it when I get resources from you guys, and especially when you send me your show ideas, episode ideas. Again, that's a very feminine way of doing things. It's organic. I'm saying, refresh me. You're part of my network. We're all growing in the same garden. Let's play off of each other. So we're going to go to a quick break when we get back. Did I mention that I am taking your calls? Yes. It's a U.S. number. You can dial 1-760-456-7277. I'll demonstrate some of my stuff for you and hopefully help you out. So we'll be right back after this. We're on break, and while I give myself a second to regroup, I'd like you to consider what having private mentoring with me would be like. You see, I accept a small number of people each year for private coaching. The question is, what do you want to make? Who do you want to become? We can program and shape any area of yourself or your life. Imagine right now what you would be doing if you had no fear. Imagine how your life would look if there were no patterns and blocks repeatedly tripping you up. Imagine if you were fully healed in your heart, body, and mind. Imagine if you also had a map to your success and you could follow it with ease and flow. Well, I look into you and into your life, and I feel where you're going and know where the road is open and where it's blocked. I help you make the very best decisions based on what's coming up for you. I'll also show you exactly what I do day to day to succeed in my personal and business life, and we can create a copycat plan for you. So if you're game, you can fill out an application on my website for private coaching. Just go to flowdreaming.com/coaching, and then let's talk. I mean, the time to go for it is now. So let's just get this started. Now let's get back to the show. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. That's right, here we are, back for more Flow Dreaming. Do I have you thinking? Are you scratching your heads? This is very interesting. What would I do if I trusted a little bit more of a feminine way of doing things in my life? Of course, it's not to say that some of you don't do everything the feminine way and nothing the more young or masculine way. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. And if that's so, then you want to adopt a little bit more of the masculine and you want to get some plans rolling and some goals ironed out and some things down on paper for yourself and maybe follow some rules, right? All right. I'd love to go to calls. I see you. Wow, New York is really showing up. A lot of you guys. So let's go ahead right now to Keisha. Keisha in New York. Hey, say hi. You're on air.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good, thanks.
Good. So
I'm excited and nervous.
You're new to flow dreaming? What does that mean? Have you heard the show before?
First time hearing the show.
Oh.
But I've been I've downloaded the app.
Awesome.
And I've kind of just been getting introduced to things in the last couple weeks. A good friend of mine referred it to me. And so I decided to jump on the call, and I kind of got a little bit more than I bargained for tonight.
My call screener said that you thought you were calling in to listen, not to get on air with me. So hats off, brave lady. Tell me, is there anything I can help you with? Anything going on that you need to figure out?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm at a point in my life where I have to make a decision, or things are going to stay the same, and I'm not happy with, not necessarily happy with the way that they are.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'd like to try to do is relocate and leave my place of employment where I've been for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a child with a disability, and relocating to another area that's completely foreign to me and figuring out resources and assistance and all of that. But overall, I wanted to know if you were able to detect if this would be a good move for me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel, you know, when you get pressured of things not working out a certain way, you can automatically think that this is the way I should go. And
yeah,
I don't really think that, but just wanted to get your sentiment.
So you would be leaving your job and relocating. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you be getting new work? Or would you just be like, no, I'm done. That's it.
No, I would like to, but no, I would definitely look for new work.
Okay. And the primary reason that you would be relocating is what?
Well, my husband and I are in different states, and so I would be relocating to where he is.
Okay. So you miss him and you want to reunite your family?
I want to have a family, you know, in the same house every night.
Yeah.
And all that comes, you know, with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've lost a lot of family and I definitely want my own family. And we've been doing this for a few years now and it's really hard.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if it's the right thing.
So when I look at you and I feel you, you know, the big flashing neon light in your energy is safety. I need to be safe. As much as you want to move, to relocate, try something new and different, even be with your husband, the safety flags you down. It says, hey, you know, what you've got right now is known. It's a job that you don't like, but you've been doing it. It's there. You know, your child has resources, I'm assuming. You know, you've worked to get all this pulled together, and now you want to change it? You want to change it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, I do. I really want to change it. And the safe part of you says, no, that's not going to happen. We're willing to sacrifice a lot, you know, having your family split up and all kinds of stuff, because what if you do this and it gets worse? What if you move and you don't get a job? What if you move and your husband discover that you don't really like each other as much as you used to anymore? And oh my God, what if you move and you can't get the right resources for your child anymore? What if? Do you see, it's like a bunch of, crabs crawling on each other's back, just pulling each other down. These what ifs. And so this is the deep ambivalence that's all through your system. It is completely rooted to your fear of being unsafe. Does that strike you when I say it? Does it feel like, ooh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here's what I would do if I were you. You recognize you can stay in the state of safety. Or you can decide, I'm going to grow. Staying in the state of safety often means, let's just imagine that you're with a bunch of people and everybody's walking. And you stop walking. And all your friends and everybody else continue walking. They're continuing to grow. You're staying safe in the spot that you know. Eventually, life is moving on to other places and other things, and you are still in this spot. And you say, where is everybody? But you're safe in that spot. So you want to shift your feelings around. I want to keep walking. I want to keep walking with my friends, with my family, and with my community. It's safer for me to keep walking with my tribe than to stand still, as I've been doing. Does that follow? It's like a shift in your emotions, a shift in your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So you make the move and you first of all, make sure you really do want to be with your husband, because I hate to say it, but I'm not 100% on that. I feel like there's some hope involved, but you're also a little scared and nervous. What if?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to settle that in your mind. You want to come to a really clear feeling state. I really want to do this. I want a united family. I want the opportunity of new work. Maybe I'll even make myself be more safe by starting to, look for jobs before I even make the move. I can give them my husband's address and say, that's where I live. And if I have an interview, I'll just fly out there or drive out there. Maybe I can have things lined up so that I can kind of, soothe my feelings of safety. And then you go into flow.
Mm-hmm.
And in flow, you say, I am divinely protected. I am divinely guided. It's safe for me to grow. It's safe for me to move. It's safe for me to go forward. It's safer to do that than to stay where I am. I'm not leaving safety. I'm going into safety. And that's where your head has to be.
Right.
What do you think?
Right.
Yeah?
I think it's a good plan.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I wish I could push.
push a magic button and just bam, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm working toward it. I'm working toward it, and I'm trying not to get in the way. But
yeah.
My thoughts have to shift.
Your thoughts have to shift, right? It's like, it's one thing to know what to think and feel, which I just told you in like 3 minutes. The other bigger part of it is thinking and feeling that way. And you can't just wait for it to happen to you, like, oh, I'm going to start thinking and feeling that way. You have to make it happen. You have to go, okay, I'm going to think and feel this way right now for like 5 minutes. And that's what flow dreaming is. Thinking and feeling a certain way for a set period of time over and over and over until your mind and your heart and your emotions start to adopt that new way of thinking and feeling. But you've got to model it for yourself over and over. It'd be like if you were a gymnast and you had a trainer, and the trainer was like, here is how you do a backbend. Here is how you do a backbend. You'd have to model it. Like, they'd be modeling it. You'd be modeling it. Eventually, your body would be like, oh, I can totally do a backbend. But you have to model it over and over for yourself. You are your own trainer. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, my darling. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And so brave,
thank
so
you.
Brave. First time listener, first time caller. Oh my gosh, first time flow dreamer, all wrapped up in one. Woo, woo, woo. You should get an award for that. All right. You take care, my dear.
Thank you so much.
And I am going to drop
thank you.
So you have to listen through the website now, because you're going to be hung up on.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye bye.
For any of you, obviously, you want to be listening through the Flow Dreaming website during the live program. That's how you hear the live broadcast. If you're listening through iTunes or any other place, what you'll be getting is the show that has already been recorded. That was the most, perhaps, recently recorded one. But to actually hear the live and call in live, the place to go is flowdreaming.com. Now, that's going to change in the next couple of months as InFlow Radio gets booted up and online. That will be your main go-to source for listening to this live show, as well as many, many others, all in the realm of mind, body, spirit, and conscious business. Basically, I thought to myself, me and all of my friends, what are the things that we're into? And I realized, yeah, pretty much it all hangs together, right? We all enjoy alternative health and wellness and yoga and meditation and co-creation and conscious business and coaching, you know, and you know, expanding and nurturing our relationships and our creativity. It's like there's a, you know, a personality type, essentially, and that's going to be you, I'm assuming. It's definitely me and my friends and all of our hosts. So it's kind of like a one-stop place where you can kind of have all of your interests right there curated for you, you know, selected, like, this is good stuff. This is the best stuff. So anyway, you're going to want to join me there. If you're interested in becoming a host on InFlow Radio, you can go ahead to InFlowRadio.com, and there's a way to get in contact with us, and we can talk about steps if that you've been hungering for something like that. Many of you remember that I made HayHouseRadio.com, so this is going to be the 2.0 version of that first beautiful little masterpiece. Yes, I'm proud. Can you tell? I'm such a proud mama. All right, let's go to our next caller. We've got Donna in Kentucky. Hey, Donna. How are you?
Hey, Summer.
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Do we know each other? Have we spoken?
Good. We have not. I have called in and spoken to your associates previously when I've been thinking about doing Me School.
Oh, good.
I've been flow dreaming for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. In fact, I flow dreamed all the way here to Kentucky, but now we're flow dreaming back to Florida. My husband's working there.
Yeah.
And I'm here in Kentucky wrapping things up. And I'm kind of at a crossroads. I am a counselor, school counselor, but I'm also an astrologer. And it's kind of like, okay, do I come out of the closet as an astrologer full-time, uh-huh, going back to Florida?
Yeah.
Or do I go back to the traditional?
So why is this an either-or choice? Do you have 40 hours of astrology work lined up or 40 hours of counseling work lined up?
No.
Why would they conflict?
Did,
what's going on in your head about that?
Well, I think that, you know, possibly because of the last several years being in Kentucky and it being, you know, quite a traditionally religious state, astrology does not coincide with those beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's something kind of medieval going on in my head, like, you know, will I be shunned or will people accept me as an astrologer?
Yeah. Do I have to hide my spots? Do I have to pretend that I'm, you know,
exactly,
I'm not an amazing, you know, leopard?
Yeah.
See, okay, so I'm just going to give you my mindset, right? Which is just and here's the thing I want you to listen for in your head. Is she saying that just because it's her and that's what she, that's the way she gets to live, but I don't get to live that way? Okay. I would be both. I would say I'm an amazing counselor and I also use astrology, and maybe I use both with some of my clients and maybe I only use one with some of my clients, but that's who I am. I do both, you know, like it or leave it. Lump it or leave it, lump it or take it or whatever, like it or lump it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do
personally.
I don't see any conflict between the two. And if you're worried, well, I won't get counseling jobs or clients if they know I'm an astrologer, maybe you'll get more counseling jobs and clients if they know you're an astrologer. Because finally, somebody who believes the way I do. Finally, somebody who can give me a little extra guidance than just the old traditional stuff mm-hmm. that I've always been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, she's an amazing astrologer, and she's got this amazing counseling background. So when she's talking to me about things that are going on in my chart, she can connect it to real-life stuff that I'm experiencing. I mean, it's a match made in heaven, in my opinion. So
I think so. I think so, and I hope it would be accepted. There's another avenue that I'm thinking of pursuing, and, you know, maybe you could kind of look and see which might be the best. One thing that I've been participating here in Lexington is we have a monthly mystical and healing arts fair mm-hmm. where it's like a weekend where different readers, healing arts specialists, whatever, you know, we gather and we provide services for people. And I was thinking of trying to organize something like that when we move.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Plus, it makes me think Lexington doesn't sound like that repressive of a town if they have a monthly healing arts fair. So I'm wondering, why are you hiding yourself?
Know.
Yeah, why are you hiding yourself? Why are you letting this sort of what they all think thing affect you? It's you've chosen your own jail. You walked into your own jail and you shut the door around yourself. No one else has done this for you. There are plenty mm-hmm. of people out of jail around you right now, thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what you're afraid of. I won't thrive if they know who I am. Mm-hmm. So you need to get to know some people in your town who are thriving, being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And rub up against mm-hmm. their energy, be in their presence, be in their sphere. So you start to understand, I don't know who I'm aligning to. I'm aligning mm-hmm. to all of these invisible people who are pointing their negative little, you know, puritanical fingers at me.
Yeah.
Those aren't your people anyway. Why mm-hmm. are you trying to please them?
No.
Right? So
Very true. I wonder if it's not just some kind of past life carryover or something.
There is something, and you don't want to take it with you, because patterns like these, they'll erupt no matter where you are. I could put you down smack in the middle of, you know, woo-woo San Francisco. I'm trying to think of the most woo-woo place I can think mm-hmm. of, right? San Diego's pretty hot up there, too.
Yeah.
And you would come up with something like, well, I don't know if I can do astrology here because, you know, all the people who do astrology are so woo-woo, I don't want to seem like them. And you would still find a way to contain mm-hmm. yourself. You take these beliefs with you wherever you go. It's not the place. And then you just adapt them to the place and make them work for you in the place. Follow? You know this. You're a counselor, for God's sakes.
I know. I don't know what it is.
But we need to hear it from the outside. You know, we need to hear other people say it to us.
Exactly.
Sometimes. So you go full steam. Let yourself out of your cage. Don't take the pattern with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get mm-hmm. out of it where you are now. And if you move, great, move. Take it, you know, be the new person wherever you go. But don't wait to move to be the mm-hmm. new person. Be it now. Okay? Carpe diem.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Donna. You take care. Lovely. All right.
You too.
Sure. Bye.
Okay.
Now.
Bye-bye.
How lovely. Oh, I just love talking with you. It's been so long. I miss this so much. Well, let's take one more. Let's take Marlene from Brooklyn.
Oh.
See what I said? Lots of New York today. What's going on, Marlene?
Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Hey.
I hear you. You're alive.
So,
you're with me now.
Oh, good.
You're on air.
Well, I'm calling today because this morning when I got up and I was in the kitchen, I had this tune in my head and I'm like, what is that song? What is that song? And I went, that's the Flow Dreaming theme song.
That's really great.
And I went, oh, it's Tuesday. I thought maybe I'm supposed to call her today.
Oh, I know. I've infiltrated your life. When you wake up with the Flow Dreaming tune playing, Flow Dreaming, I can almost do it myself. It's a show where we discover the power of your mind in creating your reality. I've heard that so many times. All right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, what can I help you create in your reality?
Well, I have a pattern that I would love to finish and end. And it's about working. I have been working in the jewelry industry and in a freelance capacity. And been creating a foundation to transition to healing work.
Great.
And I've been working hard and like created a nice website and feeling more confident in my my capacity to be a helpful healer. And really, really want to step away from this, the grind of this commercial work environment. Well, I've had this very consistent for about a year freelance gig, and it's like on and then would be off for like a month or two and then back on. And it was always like enough to kind of keep me floating. Well, the last time I was supposed to go on, it didn't happen. So I've been in that feminine mode of everything's going to work out.
Allowing, receiving, believing. Right. Remember, it's a balance. You've got to be both, though. Both. Action. So what can I help you with? Because our show is ending in a couple of minutes, and I want to give you some advice.
Okay. I need to create some money.
All right. So it comes down to cash. Yes. Okay. As many things in life do, they come down to cash. So you need to create some money, and you want to transition from your jewelry work. It's so funny because I talk to people who are dying to transition into jewelry work, and you're like, no, I want to transition out of jewelry work into, you said, what, some form of intuitive counseling? Is that what you said?
Healing work, doing Reiki and a shamanic journeying type of modality.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some straight up practical advice. Everyone I've ever known who is transitioning from a stable thing like, you know, their job to, or even a freelance but semi-stable job into opening their own company, there is a ramping up period. That ramping up period means you are showing yourself as a healer, advertising yourself as a healer, presenting yourself as a healer, doing healings, healings for money, healings for free if you're just, you know, trying to get word of mouth stirred up and going. But you have to start doing the work. It's not like you create a business plan for the work and then you're not going to do the work until you have all of this stuff, you know, figured out and blah, blah, blah. You just start doing the work. You let the work grow. You let the work evolve. You let the work go out and find clients and find its clientele. And that's what you do. So I wouldn't even think of it right now as I have to pick one or the other. This is the picking one or the other show, I guess, because we started with masculine and feminine, right? You don't have to pick one or the other. You are both. You're both. You start both now. You start both now. And if you find all these reasons why you can't, I say, why did you make that up for yourself? Why did you make that real? Why are you buying into that? Why are you believing that? What is that giving to you that holds you back?
That's good.
Okay? And you'll discover you have a whole list of things that are telling you, I can't until and I can't because. You pile through that list and you realize you are not helping me anymore. And as long as I believe you, I'm going to be stuck in indecision. Believe me, the minute you start putting yourself out there and getting feedback, life and flow is going to just lift you into the direction. But it can't lift you. It can't. You're like a bird on the ground. You've got to get up in the sky to get lifted and turned into the right stream. A flow of air, of life, of living, of your direction. So get up in the air. Give flow something that it can give you feedback on. And then see what happens, okay?
Okay. All right, my dear. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Thanks, Marlene. You take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye.
Now, normally I do some flow dreaming, you know, at the end of every program, but today we ran a bit long because the calls were so good. Thank you guys for calling in. So we'll continue. And next week, of course, we'll do some beautiful flow dreaming together as we explore yet another topic related to your own personal growth expansion, talents, abilities, and just everything that you are. So love you guys, and I'll see you all again, same time, same place next week for more Flow Dreaming.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.